The last time I was in the U.S., the first place I went to preach on a Sunday morning, complete white church. I was the only black. There were very spiritual people in the church. There was a woman that saw me, an elderly woman. Before the service began, she came and held me. She held me and started praying and began to cry. Before you know what's happening, she went down. But there were younger people in the church that looked at me, you know, through the nose. You know that kind of look? That kind of disdaining look. Now, because I was not just a black. I was a black from Africa. And of course, from Nigeria. So, when it was time for the message, and they gave me the mic, I went. I started my message from there. You know, me, I'm a simple preacher. Normally, I go from simple to simple, occasionally to complex. This one, I started from complex, and I stayed there. I was trying to get their audience. Because at that time, they had not accepted me. Some of them had not yet accepted me as the sort of person that should speak to them on a Sunday morning. After about 15 minutes, I knew they were irredeemably lost in that message. So after about 15 minutes, I was tying, both hands were up. I was tying that message from the top. So after about 15 minutes, Anna asked, I said, I don't know. It's like you don't understand what I'm saying. Do I need to step down? In unison, they all said, yes. I said, no. So at that point, I now deliberately came down. After my host called my father in the Lord in Nigeria and said, please, advise Gideon. This is not a minister's conference. The guy just blew us away. Even me, I didn't understand what it was. This is not a minister's conference. When my oga called me, I laughed. I said I did it deliberately. He didn't tell you the other side. He only told you what I did. He didn't tell you what I was responding to. Let not your day break and you become a stammerer. Two things must happen. God will give you a deposit. Then when God gives you that deposit, you will now go to school to groom yourself to be the kind of person that can give maximum expression to that deposit that has been willed to you by the generosity of a gracious God. Christianity is not an excuse for mediocrity. The time I was supposed to go to the U.S. that I didn't go, that we met, it was to go and deliver a lecture at a secular seminar organized for VCs of Nigerian universities and their leaders of entrepreneurship centers. We had done the first batch. I was there. In fact, that first batch, the VC of the university from which I graduated was in my class. So after the event, when we're going to one of the sites, and I went to meet him in the bus, I said, sir, I know you don't recognize me. He said, who are you? I told him my name. I said, I finished from University of Georgia. Oh, you did? I said, yes, I did. And in fact, my father in the Lord and you were mates in the university. He said, who is that? I called his name. He said, oh, Amen. I think I have his number somewhere. I was like, okay. So we chatted. That man, when he's in his native element, back at home, you can't come. How do you come close? But in far away Atlanta, he was in my class that I taught. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. The brightness of your rising. Of course, I won't pay my own fare to go 2 years to go and deliver a lecture to universities. It was all expense paid. In case you think that the only thing I read is the Bible, it's not. I have other competencies in life. You know, I tell people, I said, this thing I'm doing is not the only thing I can do. But this is what I am meant to do. That's why I do it. I'm not the preacher that took to preaching as the option of last resort. No, I'm not. Not then, not now. I can tell you things now because it warrants it. And then we shortly begin to pray. During the last election, they asked me in my capacity as a consultant to analyze certain things for one of the political parties. It was going to take me 2 days. And I asked them to give me $3 million to do the job. All I needed to do was internet connection and my laptop. And they begged. We finally settled for
1.5. And because they gave other reasons and all of that. Okay? I did the job in 2 days and I sent it to them. Everything that I projected in that my report was what played out in the election. It was just a sample of 4 states. I did that thing on 4 Nigerian states. And I do a lot of other things like that for free because the people involved are my friends. Some of your governors have read speeches that I wrote from one corner in my bedroom, on my laptop. Then I send it to them and they send it and they send. Kings will come to the brightness of your rising. Tonight, we are going to ask the one that dwells between the cherubim, that which must come for me, in order for me to come this night, let it come. And when what I'm talking about, when he comes, there'll be no doubt. Because when he comes with the full extent of a government that is native to heaven, a government that is alien to you. It will trample upon so many of your so-called autonomies. It will trample upon them. Don't you know I should be sleeping by now? Wake up, my friend. It is government because something came. It will trample. It will almost look as if it's going to violate you. But you sold out that right the day that you say, come. That day that you said, come, you sold your right to personal determination. You sold it out. Because MTN and the rest, they borrowed it from God. Anything that you are asking from God, there's what they call terms and conditions. Terms and conditions apply. So tonight, what will come when he comes? It will scatter your life. It might scatter your life. John the Baptist was to go to the priesthood, like his father, Zachariah. But something came for John. And that first installment that came, you know, John's son, the first installment came in the womb. Because they said that it is in the womb. He'll be filled with the Holy Ghost from the womb. When John came out of that womb, the moment John was able to identify himself and got to the age of accountability, the man walked away from home and went into the wilderness. You know why? The thing that came with its government. It drove the man to the wilderness. And you would have thought that this man in the wilderness was going to be disadvantaged. That was where he was taught of the Lord. By the time John came out of that place, he was not in doubt who he was. Who are you? He said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness. How did he know? The mighty hands of God did a curious work upon the life of that man, hidden away in the wilderness, so much so that when John the Baptist arrived, he became the divider of history. History, and I will teach you in these classes as we go on from tomorrow. History now must be understood in the context of the days before and the days after John. Everybody from Moses to Zacharias that was kept between the two pillars of the temple, all of their ministries is summarized as one segment on the left side of John. For all the law and the prophets prophesied until John. Such a man. And I need you to know that different territories are in need of such a man. Such a man. People that have understood their ordinations in God and have stayed there so long. People that have drank the holy water of their calling. You know the holy water? Of your own calling. You have drank the holy water of your calling. You are intoxicated by nothing else moves you except that reigns from on top the throne of your spirit. With its government and with all of the attendant paraphernalia of its own institution. And it begins to prune you and make you and bake you and form you and sharpen you and shape on you until it makes you. And when it makes you, then you can come. Who is this that cometh from the wilderness leaning upon her beloved? That is the testimony of men and women that endured their tenure in the wilderness. They always came And when they came, they became the subject matter of the gaze and of the discussions of people. Who is this? He was the same person that left here 12 years ago, but nothing is the same anymore. Who is this coming from the wilderness? Who is this? And the people marveled. Meanwhile, she used to be one of them. But in the course of time and in the process of time, so much had taken place in that place. Tonight, oh God, you said to arise. You said to shine. But you said that it's because my light has come. I don't want to join the storytellers in the land. We have enough storytellers already. Tonight, we are going to besiege the heaven. Let something come for me. For me. Tonight, I came to lead a very selfish prayer. The prayer tonight is my light. My light. I'm just looking for something personal that will come. Because when it comes, that is when the Gentiles will have hope. That's when the kings will have hope. Many of us, you think that now like this you go there. No. There are Gentiles, the forces of the Gentiles. There are things that will come. The dormitories of Ephah. Your sons and your daughters from afar. All these, the Bible said they come. But they come because something came. Until it comes, they will not come. Tonight, can you raise your voice in petition? Can you ask the Lord, I came. And because I came this week, let my allocation come. I don't know in how many doses they need to come. I don't know in how many installments they need to come. But let my light, let my word, let it come. Yes. 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 Yes, tonight. We came so that we might come. We gathered here this week so that we might come. Ay, 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 breathe on me. I look to you for light. Affect my life. Breathe on me. I look to you for life. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for light. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. I am a mama, 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 mama. Let it come, let it come, let it come to me tonight. I am a shama, mama, kabana, kamala, tomala, kamelata. Ila baba ba shaba baba ba ema ba menena na matabala makamanata elimini asele makamala tamela tamalata eleme mama ma shaba baba 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 yata. Affect my life. Breathe on me. I look to you for life. Affect my life. Breathe on me. Lord, I look to you for life. I look to you tonight. Let my light, let my horn, let my light, let my horn, let my horn, let my glory, let my allocation affect my life. Cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord.
It's a night of initiation. Elamana shabana kamela kwa 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 taha. Elamo mo 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 mo. Eya no shame no no salame me yatamalatwa. Cry out to the Lord. There will be feedback. There will be feedback. Affect my life. Ilamana shabala brakamene kalamana twala damana kata. Elemena kamara temwa kwanwa twela na maitala rabasa. Ilamana nana makome mama shababa. I don't want to die in a wilderness. Ela bada 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 bada. Ela baba 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 baba. Ela baba 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 baba. Ela baba 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 baba. Ela basala da 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 da. Eli baba baba shaba baba baba. Ya ma shama mama tamala. Ela mama 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 mama. Ela baba. Ela mama mama. Affect my life. We look to you tonight. We look to you tonight. We look to you for life. We look to you tonight. We look to you tonight. Let it come. 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 Let it come.
Affect my life.
Freedom me, Lord.
I look to you for life.
I look to you for life. Freedom me. I look to you for life.
I look to you for life. We look upon you, Lord Jesus. We wait on you, Lord. If we must rise, something must come. Let it 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 come inside and outside. We beseech the heavens tonight. Let it come. How will the Gentiles come if my allocation doesn't come? How will kings come if my allocation doesn't come? I don't want to die a dreamer. Let it come. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There's a procession going through this place tonight. And this night, certain things that were promises are going to translate into real inheritances. Because he comes. He comes. I expect a very special visit myself tonight. I know some of you don't believe that God visits because you're in the New Testament. But God visits. What I'm talking about is a different category altogether of God's dealing, other than his indwelling presence. God will come in that other sense tonight. Some of you will hear a word. Some of it will be a scripture. Some of it will be fire. Some of it will be a burning. Some of it will be a brightness, a blinding brightness. The Damascus Road experience, as is amenable to believers, will be reenacted for some persons. Because tonight he comes. Our sound is failing, but God comes nonetheless. I want us to sing this song 3 times, and then we will watch God do what God does. We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you.
We wait.
We wait all over this house.
Lord, we wait.
Lord, we wait.
We wait.
We wait.
Lord, we
wherever
wait.
You are, we sing that song 3 times.
We wait.
We wait on you.
Is there any life here?
We wait on you, Lord.
We wait on you. Lord, we wait on you.
We wait, we wait.
Lord, we wait on you.
We wait, we wait.